Welcome to Opus here. My name is Greg Horn. We are continuing our discussion about Don't Worry, Be Happy. And a lot of you know that great song by Bobby McFerrin. I believe it was 2008, if I'm not mistaken. But there's a lot of humor in it, but also just a lot of truth about how easy it is to worry over financial pressures, health challenges. And I shared some points, some takeaways yesterday about don't worry, know that God has everything under control. Second thing I encourage people is to trust God with your heart, even when you don't understand what's happening in your life. And then the final point I shared yesterday was you only have one heart, so please guard it. And I also talked about how you need to guard your time, be protective of those 168 hours we all get every week, only 24 hours a day, yet we need to get sleep and rest and take care of ourselves. And if you missed our program yesterday, I want to encourage you to go back several scriptures that I listed alongside those 4 points. And so I just want to encourage you to go back to our website, hopeishere.today. That's hopeishere.today. And listen to that. Today, though, I want to give you 4 reminders of things that I think you can do daily that can help prevent worry in your life. They're kind of simple things, but I think that God's a simple God, and I think that we make it too complicated sometimes. I don't think God ever meant for it to be complicated, to be a follower of Jesus, and for us to enjoy our lives. But let me share these 4 things with you here today in the 13 minutes that we have left. But number one, start first thing in the morning with God and rededicate your life to Him every morning. I mean, a lot of us dedicated our one and only life to Jesus maybe 40 or 50 years ago, or maybe some of you was just 5 years ago, or maybe even a year ago. And yet, I want to encourage you to start doing that first thing every morning before you even get out of bed. You hear that alarm go off to say, Lord, before I leave this bed today, I give you my one and only life, and will you please show me where you're working today? And I love Psalm 143, verse 8. It says, let the morning bring me word of your unfailing love, for I have put my trust in you, God. Show me the way I should go, for to you I entrust my life. That's a powerful Bible verse right there, Psalm chapter 143, verse 8. And it says very simply about putting God's word in your heart and mind in the morning. And there's even a Bible verse in the New Testament. I think it's in Matthew where Jesus said he awoke one early and went to spend time with his heavenly Father. And friends, we need to do that too. If we want to prevent worry in our lives and if we want to have hope, I want to encourage you to make that a priority. Not go check your social media, Facebook, Instagram, not even, please don't check your email, don't turn the TV on. I want to encourage you, nobody's too busy to get up and spend 5 minutes with God. Spend some time with Him. There's a lot of great devotional books, a short devotion, take you a minute, maybe a minute and a half to read, and hopefully there's some scriptures with it, and you can read those verses and get your mind and heart and spirit set for the day before you start to tackle your list of things to do, helping the kids get off to school or whatever it is you need to do. And working out is huge, and that's an area I've got to grow in my life, taking care of my physical temple. But a lot of people are great at taking care of the physical temple, but they don't take care of the spiritual part of us, the soul part of us that we all have and that God wants to bless and speak to us through. And so, you know, if you're going to the gym 6 days a week and you're spending time with God only one day a week on Sunday, you need to reevaluate your priorities and maybe change that up and get God in there really every morning, but definitely more than one just Sunday morning. And maybe doing some of your exercise at night, if that's keeping you from having any time with God during the mornings. Or maybe you can listen to some sermons and podcasts while you're working out. And that's no substitute for spending time in God's Word. But whatever you can do to fill your heart and mind with something that is God-honoring, it would be great to hear, spend time reading God's Word. But if not, that's not an option for whatever reason right now. Listening to teachers of God's Word. There's a lot of great pastors, preachers out there and sermons and things that you can fill your mind and heart with to get your day off to a good start. A second daily thing that we can do to help prevent worry in our life is remember, you get a fresh start every day. Remember, you get a fresh start every day. Lamentations chapter 3, verse 22 and 23 says, because of the Lord's great love, we are not consumed. For his compassions, they never fail. They are new every morning. Great is God's faithfulness. Lamentations chapter 3, verses 22 and 23. And that verse has helped me a lot over the years. I heard that verse over 20 years ago on a Sunday morning. And I'm so thankful to know that God's mercies are new each morning, and great is his faithfulness. I mean, Kentucky had a tough football loss to Florida recently, and I mean, they were leading most of the whole game and had a chance to win it with only like a minute and 19 left, and it was just such a painful loss. And with football, it's a week before you have another game. And so fans and players and coaches can just keep replaying that bitter loss for a whole week. And yet, I love the Bible tells us we don't have to wait a week to get a fresh start. Every morning, because of God's great love for us, we're not consumed by what's happened the day before, whatever happened in those 24 hours. Because it says that God's compassions never fail, and they are new every morning. Great is God's faithfulness. So for some of you this morning, you needed to hear that. And I want to encourage you that starting your first thing in the morning with God and rededicating your life to him, that you're also reminded you get a fresh start each day. Third thing I want to talk to you about that I want to encourage you as a daily reminder to help prevent worry in your life and to give you hope, I want to remind you that what others may mean for evil, that God can use for good, that God can overcome it. I want to encourage you, if you haven't seen the movie Overcomer yet, you really need to go check that out. It was really, really good. Just so many inspirational things. Man, I laughed. I cried. Just a really, really good movie. Want to encourage you to check that out. I'm not sure if it's going to still be at the movie theater by the time you hear this, but you can obviously see it online. Probably can even buy it now on DVD at store, but really want to encourage you as individuals, even your family, to watch it. Your teenagers, your kids will like it. Adults, you'll love it. I don't care whether you're 12 or you're 92. This movie will speak to you. And a lot of times we worry or we lose our joy because somebody has done something evil and it affects us. And I know that can be extremely discouraging. I've been on the receiving end of those type of situations, whether it's a decision somebody's made or some words that somebody have said that are not true. And yet I want to remind you, back in the first book of the Bible, Genesis chapter 50, it was verse 20, Joseph, if you've been a follower of Jesus for very long, you probably heard the story about Joseph. If not, you're listening and you're kind of on your spiritual journey and not become a follower of Jesus yet. I want to encourage you to check out Genesis, the book of Genesis, the first book of the Bible. And people say, oh, the Bible's boring. No, it's not. If you read it, man, you want to see just some amazing things happening. You talk about dysfunctional families, you need to go look in the Bible. There's plenty of them. Today, we have nothing on what happened over 2,000 years ago with the dysfunction that went on. In fact, Joseph's brothers, he was the youngest, I believe, of eight. Could be wrong there, but he had several brothers. But he was his dad's favorite, and, man, they got tired of hearing about him. So they sold him off to some people, and at first they were going to kill him and act like a wild animal got him. But then they decided just to sell him, and he became a slave. And he went through a really, really tough season for about 15 years, but finally, I mean, he served in prison. He was falsely accused by his master's wife of attacking her for sexual advances, and it was not true. She was actually trying to seduce him, and when he turned away her offers, then she told her husband that he had done that and wasn't true, and it hurt his master because he was such a great worker, and he had promoted Joseph over his whole household. But eventually, Joseph was promoted to the second most powerful person in all of Egypt. And one day, his brothers came with his dad because there was a great famine in the land, and he was controlling what food was given out in portions to people so they wouldn't starve to death, and they realized it was Joseph. Instead of saying, "Oh, I'm going to get revenge," Joseph went away into another room and wept because he realized it was his dad who he missed greatly that was still alive. And he went back, and his brothers just bowed down, were like, "Please forgive us. We're sorry, da-da-da." And yet Joseph had such grace for them. And here's what he said in Genesis chapter 50, verse 20. "What you meant for evil, God has used for good to help save the life of others." And I want to encourage you today, whatever's been meant evil to using against you in your life, God will use it for good too. And you can help others with it, whether it's divorce, bankruptcy, words of gossip. I mean, the list goes on and on of things that happen evil. But you know what? If you'll ask God, He will make good out of it. He will let you be a blessing to others. Nobody better to help somebody that's been through a divorce than somebody that's been through it. Nobody better to help somebody that's been through bankruptcy than somebody that's had to file bankruptcy. Nobody better to help somebody that's going through cancer than somebody that has it. Nobody better to help somebody that's just unexpectedly lost their spouse than somebody that's went through the funeral and had to go through life unexpectedly without their spouse when they die prematurely. So I want to remind you, what's meant for evil, God can use for good. You can be an overcomer. And last but not least, my reminder on help, a daily reminder to help you prevent worry in your life and to give you hope. The first one was start first thing in the morning with God and rededicate your life. The second one was remember you get a fresh start each day. And number three, what others may mean for evil, God can use for good. And last but not least, sometimes my plan is not God's plan. I'll say that one more time. Sometimes my plan is not God's plan. Anybody out there listening going, "Amen." Megan just looked at me like a bobblehead, like, "Yep, we all get that one." So, you know, we all have these great dreams and God loves to bless His kids. But the fact of the matter is that sometimes God's plan is not our plan. At the same time, the Bible does say in Psalm, I believe it's 30, chapter 37, verse 4, "Delight yourself in the Lord, and you shall have the desires of your heart." But sometimes God has to get our minds and our hearts right before He can bless us with those things. And Proverbs chapter 19, verse 21 says, "You can make many plans, but the Lord's purpose will prevail." So right now, you may be in a season where you're like, "Man, I've been waiting a long time, God. And yet, it just doesn't seem like you're answering my prayers." And I want to encourage you to continue to be patient. Psalm 37, 7 says, to wait patiently for the Lord. Yes, wait patiently. And yet, a lot of times I don't like waiting. And I know a lot of you listening, you don't like waiting. And I want to close today with one of my favorite verses in Jeremiah chapter 29, verse 11. It says, "For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you and not to harm you. Plans to give you hope and a future." And you know, a lot of times I wonder what God's plan for my one and only life is. And I love in that verse that He put the word plans not once, not twice, but three times, because God knows I'm a simple guy and I need it on the lowest shelf possible so I can find it and so I can understand it. And maybe you need to write that verse out, Jeremiah chapter 29, verse 11, and read that every day. And just say, "God, show me your plan for my one and only life." It'll help prevent a lot of worry and give you a lot of peace. And as the last part of that verse says, it'll give you hope and a future. My name is Greg Horn. We'll see you next time on Hope Is Here.
CMI is your full-service human resources provider in Central Kentucky. For 15 years, CMI Human Resources has taken great pride in helping organizations and people work. Whether it's employee handbooks or help in filling a position, no job is too large or too small for CMI. Contact the professionals today at CMI Human Resources, 859-296-2800, or online at cmiconsulting.com.